Chances are most adults have not read 15 books since the start of the school year, but there's a group of students at Talkeetna Elementary who have done just that. Not only that, but they've read some of them more than once in order to prepare for the district Battle of the Books competition in Palmer over the weekend. Battle of the Books and radio veteran Tevi Loeb explains how the competition works, beginning with the preliminary rounds.
You did three of those rounds, and then the six people who got the highest score went on to semifinals. And then the three people with the highest score from semifinals went into finals.
In each of those rounds, teams were asked specific questions about the books they read and had a limited amount of time to correctly identify the book and the author to tournament judges. The fifth grade team advanced to the semifinals and very nearly made it to the final round, placing fourth. Team member Maya Musanen says that while the books and questions are harder than when she competed in the younger grade level, she had a good time at the competition.
It was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to go there and, you know, after all of this preparing and, you know, testing each other on the books, to finally, you know, get to do it.
Since the books that the students read are chosen for them, there are bound to be a few that they don't enjoy quite as much, but team member Indigo Morin says it's still important to get through them all.
How many books were there?
There were 15 books.
And did you like them all?
Well, I liked most of them, but there were some of them that were kind of like, how do I get through this?
Did you actually read all 15 all the way through?
Yes.
Caitlin Hicks has competed at a similar tournament in Anchorage and says that experience plus her everyday love of reading made the competition easier.
I kind of read all the time, and it wasn't that difficult because I've done it before and it's easier than other people that first coming into it.
In addition to the fifth grade team, the school sent a team of third and fourth graders who did well enough to take first place in the competition and will now move on to compete in the state tournament. Theo Carbone, a member of the championship team, is proud of his accomplishment. He thinks the team will do well, but says so with a measure of modesty.
You think you could win the state tournament too?
Probably going to get really close, but I don't know about winning.
Since state competitors attend schools all over Alaska, the final tournament won't be held in person, but rather over the phone. Team member Finn Benishek thinks that will actually help him when it comes time to compete for the state title.
I'd feel more nervous if it was at everyone together because you had to like be up on the stage and do it. But since it's over the phone, you could just like be here at school. It'll be less like nervous.
In addition to the many hours of practice and quizzing the team put in, volunteer coaches Carrie Larson and Charlie Loeb spent a lot of time reading and practicing with the team. Charlie says that getting the kids to read the books was not much of a challenge, given that they enjoy it in the first place.
I would say that they are an exuberant crowd, but they all share like a love of reading, and like the easy part is getting them to read the books, mm-hmm. And sometimes the harder part is to just get them focused on, the activities that will help them remember what are in the books.
Coaches Charlie and Carrie got creative with those activities. Jeopardy games, quizzes, and discussions were all common features, along with activities designed to give context to what the students were reading.
There were books that dealt with locations all over the world, so we got out a map and stuck pins in the map and had them identify what books are happening at each of these pinpoints on the map. Or last year when we were preparing for the competition, I remember there were some distinctive foods that were in some of the books, and I made those foods and brought them in, had them eat the food and talk about the book and where it happened in the book.
After a total of 30 books, hours of practice, and a trip to Palmer, it's fair to say that the coaches and faculty sponsor, Principal Carol Wadman, are all proud of the accomplishments of this year's Battle of the Books team. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.